Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 4:09 here on Drive Time with DeRusha. Every Thursday at 4 o'clock, it's time for DeRusha Eats. And we have, I tell you what, the studio smells phenomenal right now because some of Sean McKenzie's pastries are here in this room. WCCO Radio has been around for 100 years. Doesn't usually smell this good, Sean. So thank you. Maybe it's just you. Might just be you. I don't know.
It's my team.
And Greg Hoyt is with us. This is the team behind Rustica, two locations in Minneapolis and in Edina. I keep begging for them to come to Maple Grove. Come on, Greg.
Never say never, Jason. Never say never. We'll just leave it at that.
That's right. We would love to have you up there. Rustica has been around in the Twin Cities since 2004. And Greg, when did you?
I became involved in 2009. Interestingly, fun fact, the Rustica location in Minneapolis opened on Lake Street the day before Thanksgiving 2009.
Oh, wow.
And I helped Steve Horton, who was the owner at the time, to find that location and set up in that location. So right. It was 13 years ago. Wow. Next Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Imagine Sean opening a bakery the week of Thanksgiving.
No, I wouldn't do that.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Only Steve could do that. Only Steve.
Steve's a legendary Minneapolis baker. Rustica, in its formative years, was very famous for incredible bread.
Yeah.
And Sean, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Pacific Northwest.
So like in
Olympia, Washington, and then Portland and Eugene, Oregon.
And then you came here to the Twin Cities in about 10 years ago?
Yeah,
is that right?
It's 11 years, September.
All right.
This past September.
And what brought you here?
Weirdly, I moved here for a job. A lot of people know this.
Why is that weird? That's not
well,
weird.
At the time, it was kind of weird because I lived in Portland, which I kind of thought that I was going to stay there. But
forever, yeah.
I met Danielle Del Prado, and he was like working on something with Isaac Becker, and that happened to be Birch Steak. And he was just like, why don't you be my pastry chef? And I was like, all right.
And so you packed up and moved out.
I kind of did. I got my car, my, what's it called, Mitsubishi Galant.
Nice.
With my cat, Zay.
Right.
Don't ever do that. Never, never travel with a cat for, what was it, 48 hours? Yeah, that's not a good trip.
No, it doesn't sound great. But over your 10 years, you have really made a mark on the Twin Cities. Birch Steak is, I would say, of the restaurants that closed during the pandemic, that is one that people are constantly bringing up to me. People love Birch. I love Birch. It was
a great
restaurant.
It was intense when we opened.
Very big,
Yeah. Busy.
Mm-hmm. And what type of pastry were you making in that?
At the time, like when I moved here, I wasn't like super great at making cakes, but Isaac was like, I want to have like a cake table with tarts, Madeleines, cookies. I was like, yeah, I could do that. And I just crossed my fingers and hope for the best.
Sometimes that's the way you have to go, right?
Right?
Say yes,
yeah.
And then figure it out.
Yeah, I thought I was going to come back, you know, 2 years later, and then here I am.
More than 10 years. Talking with Sean McKenzie and Greg Hoyt. They're the team behind Rustica Bakery and Cafe. Greg, coffee has always been a focus and an interest of yours, right?
Yes. Yes, it has. Yeah, for almost 30 years, actually, I started at Caribou when there were only 3 Caribou stores.
Wow. Whoa.
And right. I was there for a few years, and so, you know, for nearly 30 years, I've been pretty obsessed with coffee.
You were part of that original team, and really a lot of the craft coffee, if you will. I don't know. I never know how to describe coffee to regular people, not like spazzes who are obsessed with coffee, because to regular people, fancy coffee is Caribou. to a lot of, I know you're giving me weird looks,
no,
but
I'm
just saying,
no,
like,
no,
we
no,
live in a bubble. We live in a little bit of a bubble, in the foodie bubble, like dogwood, which of course, that's a big part of your history.
I was involved in that, yeah. But no, I am somebody
that's like uber fancy.
And I think there are many of us who really love coffee who have no judgment about different, quote, tiers of
yes,
coffee.
Yes, because it's all good, and yeah, it's all good in different circumstances,
it is,
right?
And I've long maintained that really what we're competing with is not other coffee brands or other, you know, it's really competing with one, you know, apathy, people who aren't interested in
sure,
coffee because they've not gotten into it. And we're kind of competing with water. And so,
interesting,
you know, that if you kind of hold something like that, then you view, you know, the coffee sphere as being large enough that, you know, you occupy a corner of it and don't judge people for, you know, whatever their preference
yeah,
might be.
Sean, you have a really interesting kind of portfolio of things that you've worked on, because after Birch, you ended up opening your own coffee house bakery, right?
Yeah, I worked with Penny's.
So you're on Penny's and then Cafe Ceres, right?
Yeah.
And then now at Rustica.
Now at Rustica.
At Rustica, what is it like to take over that sort of pastry program? I think our listeners, when the average person, when you mention Rustica, what do they think of?
They think of the bread.
The bread.
For sure.
And second, those
second, I would say,
cookies.
Is our croissants.
What about those chocolate chip cookies?
The rustic
the bittersweet.
Chip.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. And the bittersweet.
And
people
the bittersweet.
Always are.
I think the Queen Amon. I think Steve might have been an early Queen Amon person
yeah,
in town.
Yeah. Is it intimidating to take over a program that already has a reputation? Or I guess what was your thought when you jumped in?
It was very intimidating. It took us a while to get our feet from under us, but
even with your experience and pedigree.
Yeah. I mean, I actually just talked to Greg about this. Like, I haven't done anything like that before, like that kind of, you know, production style and that big. So it was big.
Like, it's bigger. It's bigger.
Yeah.
Production.
I wouldn't be able to do it if it weren't for, you know, Greg believing in us and my team followed me. So,
Greg, I guess, what made you think, you know, I think Sean would be a great match for Rustica?
We met. I don't know, some time back, I want to say maybe a year and a half ago. And I met Sean and Danny at the same time, and I'd say the three of us just hit it off right away. And it occurred to me, and we were still sort of in between baking teams, and it just occurred to me that it would be wonderful to have an opportunity to work with Sean and develop more things. But, you know, Sean was still working at the time full-time with Danny on Cafe Ceres. And I just had a sense, you know, the personality, the professionalism, the pedigree, the experience. But, you know, Sean and the culture that she has with the team of bakers that she has is just, you know, a remarkable individual, and it's really fortunate to be able to work with.
What does that mean to you, Sean, when you hear Greg talk about culture? What type of culture do you, you know, baking is a tough industry. It's early in the morning often. It's very exacting.
Yeah. I think when he says that, I think he sees how I am with my staff, how Leah, our front of the house manager, how she is with her staff. Like, we really care about them. We want to make sure that they're happy, even though they have to be on their feet for
yeah,
8 to 10 hour days.
Well, we just talked a little about the hustle culture that seems to be creeping its way back,
yeah,
sadly.
Right.
And, like, I don't know that that's a productive way of dealing with this generation and dealing with staffing shortages,
yeah,
especially.
It's been a challenge, but I think we've, you know, got through it through laughter. Like, that's the biggest
yeah,
thing is just laughing, to be honest. Like, you have to laugh and get to the next day, but
yeah, I wonder if we don't think about that enough. The reality is, if you are laughing at mistakes, at successes,
yeah,
at each other, it does make it more fun to go
yeah,
to work. You can't be a baker from, well, you can be a baker from home, but you can't be a baker, or you can't be a commercial baker
right,
from home. People
yeah,
need to come in and work.
I think my staff is actually looking forward to seeing me make mistakes and embarrass myself all the time. So
we all love it when the boss screws up. We
do
all
it all the
that,
time. Do it all the time.
All right. It's 4:18. When we come back, I want to ask Sean what it's like in Minnesota, which really has such a history when it comes to baking, but not necessarily a history of people of color being in charge of those bakeries. I want to ask what that experience has been like, maybe a little inspiration for other people who are out there in that area as well. And we'll talk with Greg about coffee. What is it, as we look ahead into the coming years and this next year, kind of what you see as far as where people are going to go when it comes to a cup of coffee. Lots more. Rustica, one of my absolute favorite bakeries and cafes. Two spots, one in Minneapolis by Bede Makoska in Uptown, and another in Edina by Southdale Mall. More DeRussia Eats when we continue on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is the Mill City, Minneapolis. No mistake, we have some of the best bakers and the best bakeries in the country here. And we've got one of my favorites in studio today, Rustica Bakery, Greg Hoyt, and Sean McKenzie. Sean, people on the radio can't tell you're a person of color. So is that noteworthy to you?
That's a hard question. I would say yes, now that I'm close to an age that I won't say on the air, but I also have a stepdaughter that I want to be a good example for. My father was a great example for me. Growing up in this industry, I didn't think about it as much, but you can't help with COVID and everything that happened with George Floyd. Like, you start to have a lot of those conversations with yourself and with your friends and with your family. And yeah, now I would say for sure it's important that people know who I am.
Yeah, it's interesting because bakers, I find, tell me if I'm wrong, but in general, bakers like don't necessarily like the spotlight. They like working in an exacting manner. It's different from cooks or chefs who tend to be a little more flamboyant and out there.
Yeah. Weirdly, I feel like I never have time, even though I have time. So for me, like, doing this is fun, but it also is very weird to kind of talk about yourself and try to, put what you do in the forefront of people's minds.
Who are other bakers in this town that you admire?
I mean, Diane is probably one of the best, if not the best, pastry chef around.
Diane Mua, was pastry chef. Well, I first had her food at La Belle Vie years ago, but then Spoon and Stable, and now at Belcor, opening her own restaurant, which I think
that's
cool.
Amazing. I ran into her when I went to Daniel Del Prado's opening for one of his restaurants, and we got to talk a little bit, but I don't really see her much. But when I moved here, she was really supportive, and her team, even so, like Alex and Melanie, they worked for her. They were super supportive, and you would think like they would kind of be like, oh, who's this? But they were actually very welcoming to me.
Talking with Sean McKenzie, who is the head pastry chef at Rustica Bakery and Cafe. What, as we head into the holidays, when you think about pastry and what you want people to know when they come and visit your stores, what are some of the flavors that you're really excited about?
Well, what we're doing right now is a good line of pies that I hate to say it, but if you are trying to get them, you might be out of luck. We did a good job promoting it, I suppose, this year. But we're doing like an apple pear pie, a butternut pumpkin tart. That's pretty beautiful. And a pecan pie, pretty old fashioned pecan pie.
What's your approach on pie crust, butter or lard?
Butter.
Butter.
Yeah.
It's the correct answer. It's the correct answer. Although a lard crust,
no, it's good. No, it's good, but it's hard to work with lard. Yeah, like you got to be quick and really on top of your, stuff.
In December, if people want to order stuff, they should get on it early, right?
Yes, I think we're doing a good job this year of trying to get ahead of the game. So I think for December, Christmas, we're going to try to do a take on the Yule log. We'll do something kind of in that style, and some rugelach, if I'm saying it correctly.
As long as it tastes good, it doesn't matter, right?
Some babka that's festive.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Greg, when you look at coffee right now, and you guys have spotlighted a number of great local roasters too at Rustica, what are you seeing out there? What are you excited about?
Yeah, we rotate generally every 3 months or so. We're rotating different local roasters. Dogwood is actually born at Rustica. I mean, that's kind of where it started, really. Yeah. So Dogwood is kind of part of Rustica. We always got Dogwood there. But we're also rotating to local brands regularly right now. We have City Girl. We actually have another woman-owned coffee brand from Illinois called Tala. Most recently, we had Folly Coffee, Diner Roasters. We've had Wesley Andrews rotate through. And I am really, really motivated and excited by where coffee is going here. I think the next couple of years, we're going to see more and more really, really skilled coffee people proliferate, whether it's, you know, watching out at grocery stores for new brands that show up on shelf, whether it's, you know, brands that have been around like Peace Coffee continuing to improve on their their sourcing and their processing. But I think that, we've kind of been thinking about and waiting for, you know, a coffee movement to happen here in Minnesota for the last, I think, 10 to 12 years. And it's on us now. It's really exciting.
So many good roasters.
Yes. And not good just because they have cool packaging.
Nope.
And because, you know, they can say things that make them sound smart. Good because there's a complete immersion into the whole of the coffee industry by a number of people. You mentioned bakers earlier, and there's something similar to the pursuit a baker has in the pursuit a coffee professional, whether it's a roaster or a coffee.
How so?
Exact, precise. The decisions made and the impact that will have on your palate because of how you choose to roast or how you choose to bake something. I think there's a real humility with people who are real deeply into coffee and coffee professionals. And it's really exciting to see some of it sort of come online.
That's really interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way. But in fact, like when I'm making my coffee at home, I'm putting it on I'm weighing things. And
hey, you're pretty nerdy about
it. It's like, we don't need to tell everybody what a coffee nerd I am.
Yeah.
But like, when you ran through that list of local brewers, I mean, I'm a longtime Wesley Andrews fan. I think that their work is fantastic. Folly has brought such fun and irreverence, but still absolute fantastic coffee.
There's a lane for a lot
it's
of
really
people
cool.
doing really cool things, and it's neat to see that the lanes are kind of being adhered to. You know, what you just described, you know, there's the nerdy lane, there's the fun lane, but kind of what is overarching it all is there's a real focus on quality.
All right, the texters are asking, when is Rustica going to cross the river and come to St. Paul? And the other question is, when is Rustica expanding? At least people want more of you. No one's asking me to do an extra 3 hours on the air here.
This
is very good.
I will say that I am a believer in constraints, and the opportunity is constrained by our ability to execute the best we can. It's also, you know, constraints as it relates to real estate. Locations.
Yeah.
And it has to be a great location. Personally, I'm an adherent to finding a location that has adequate, plenty of parking. You know, we're moving away from vehicles sometime, some way, but today people drive. And so
St. Paul, that's a no.
No, no, I would not say it's a no. I would say that I don't want to grow too fast.
Yeah, that's smart. Keep it good. Keep it great. Keep it special. I love you guys. You do terrific work, and I just appreciate the passion that both of you bring to your pursuit of excellence. And I'm really excited to eat some of these pastries that you brought.
Thank
you, Edina, at Southdale Center. It's by the new Lifetime on that side.
Connected to Lifetime Work, yep.
And then Minneapolis on Lake Street, not just a stone's throw from Bidet McCosker. Sean McKenzie, congratulations.
Thank you.
On all you're doing. Greg Hoyt, you too. Thank you,
you
both
Jason.
So much. 4:32, it is Give to the Max Day. We've been talking about food. Next, we'll talk about hunger. The need, well, it's way bigger than you might expect. So we'll talk about that coming up on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.